From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. The amount of untested rape kits with the Missouri State Highway Patrol's crime lab has substantially increased since last August, when a new law mandating police to submit kits within 14 days took effect. The Kansas City Star reports that as of May 1st, 403 kits were untested. There were 179 untested kits in August, according to the agency's monthly updates on its website. The figures indicate the kits are not being tested at a higher rate, despite more continuing to be submitted. Advocates say that increasing kit testing should be required. The Missouri State Highway Patrol director says that some Highway Patrol lab workers have been moved within the division, and a new section of the lab designed to screen kits is being established. The Humane Society of Southeast Missouri says it will stop taking in feral adult cats trapped by animal control officers this summer in Cape Girardeau, Jackson, and surrounding areas. The Southeast Missourian reports that Humane Society Executive Director Tracy Poston said the new policy stems from animal control bringing in more feral cats than the organization can handle. Poston said the Humane Society hopes to partner in the long term with local governments on a program to trap, spay, and neuter then release feral cats. In the short term, Cape Girardeau city officials hope to work out agreements with local veterinarians to euthanize feral cats trapped by the city's nuisance abatement officers. An annual paddle boat race on the Missouri River is being postponed because of flooding. The organizers of Missouri River 340 announced the decision Friday. Race director Scott Mansker said in a Facebook post that the river would be in a, quote, dangerous condition during the event's scheduled dates of July 16th through 19th. He says it would be impossible for paddlers to safely navigate the river because it is too high after weeks of heavy rains. A new date will depend on the river's water levels in the next few weeks. Mansker wrote that they hope to announce a new date by July 1st. Paddlers may participate in the rescheduled race or defer their registration until 2020. The Missouri Department of Conservation is proposing new rules on the handling of deer carcasses in an effort to combat chronic wasting disease. The Springfield News Leader reports that the department's Conservation Commission is seeking public comments through early August on the proposed regulations that would further restrict how deer carcasses are transported. The rules also outline how meat processors and taxidermists should dispose of deer parts. The fatal deer disease has been detected in 16 Missouri counties. Department official Jason Sumners says the agency has found new cases that suggest the disease isn't being spread by the natural movement of deer, but rather by people. The commission will decide whether to approve, alter, or reject the proposed regulations on August 23rd. If approved, the regulations would go into effect February 29, 2020. A prominent donor to Republican causes has contributed $1 million to a political action committee aimed at overturning Missouri's restrictive new abortion law. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that a filing with campaign regulators shows David Humphreys of Joplin contributed to the committee to protect the rights of victims of rape and incest. The donation comes after Humphreys said he would back a referendum asking voters to overturn the new law if Republican Governor Mike Parson signed it. Humphreys publicly urged Parson to veto the abortion bill, which bans abortions at 8 weeks of pregnancy with exceptions only for medical emergencies. Humphreys said the lack of exceptions for rape and incest is bad public policy. Humphreys and his family contributed more than $14 million to Republicans during the 2016 election cycle. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.